There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, gluten-free diets are now probably one of the most popular diets that my patients have taken on. Years ago, it was Weight Watchers. Then it was the Atkins diet. Then it was the South Beach diet. Then it was the HCG diet. And I can't tell you how many of my patients have on their own taken on the feat of going gluten-free. Now, where did this gluten-free diet come from? Well, there's people that suffer from celiac disease. They say about 1 in 100 people suffer where gluten, it's a protein in a lot of wheat products, kind of causes the immune system to attack your small intestine. It could be very, very serious, very, very uncomfortable. A lot of times people can't gain weight. They're very, very skinny. They aren't absorbing nutrients, and it's painful. Yet, a lot of people found that if they went gluten-free, they felt better. They had less gas. They had less bloating. Maybe less irritable bowel. And some people found that they even started to lose weight. However, whenever there's a trend, there's people out there that want to make money. And so now we're finding that a lot of these gluten-free products that have exploded on the market may not be all that they are choked up to be. So, for example, okay, many gluten-free products still have elements of gluten in it, okay? Many of them will actually have more sugar, more fat. Manufacturers are looking to, they say, hold on a second, gluten intolerance, we just talked about that. Sorry, I want to see what they're finding right now. Ah, oh, that's ridiculous. Okay, darn, I'm sorry, I'm having computer problems, so I have to pull this one out of my butt. All right, so a lot of them have a lot more sugar and a lot more fat, etc. And so you could be getting more calories. So you may not be having the gluten. Maybe they went through the whole process of taking the gluten out of the product. So there's gluten-free pasta, there's gluten-free cereal, gluten-free processed foods, cakes, sausages, even drinks. There are gluten-free drinks. And of course, it's being studied that, you know, these are truly gluten-free. So, you know, if you truly have celiac disease, I mean, real, real celiac disease, okay? I don't tell people just buy gluten-free. I tell them to avoid a lot of the wheats, avoid a lot of the processed bread, a lot of the cakes, a lot of the cookies, etc. Okay? Now, for those of you who are like, but I don't have celiac disease, I just want to go gluten-free because it's healthy. There's no true study saying a gluten-free diet is healthy. Reducing your processed carbohydrates, reducing a lot of the sugars and the extra calories, yes, very, very healthy. But if you have the choice between gluten-free pasta and pasta, and you don't have celiac disease, and you want to do better for your health, just avoid the pasta completely. Buying gluten-free is not going to make you less of a diabetic, all right? And again, celiac disease is nothing to play with. The abdominal pain, the weight loss, the bloating, you know, the diarrhea, etc. And, you know, so I want these products out there for people who are really suffering and maybe do want to have a little piece of cake. Maybe they do want to have a little cookie. You know, maybe they want to enjoy things once in a while. Those products need to be out there. Unfortunately, whenever there's a way to make money, you see these companies completely go haywire to making all these products. And now, unfortunately, you have, products out there, and then, unfortunately, scams. So you need to be careful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're talking about eating, apparently there's a fertility expert, Zita West, who says you could eat yourself to get, you could eat in a way to get pregnant. There are certain foods that help you conceive. Her name is Zita West. She's a practicing midwife and fertility expert. And she said there are certain foods that you could eat that'll help you either with your libido, with your immunity, etc. All right. So, for example, dopamine. Okay. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter. This is very, very important. It increases your desire for sex, makes you feel positive, motivated, etc. All right. And it manufactures, it's from, the tyrosine. It's an amino acid. You get it from vitamin B3, B6, C, etc. So you need foods rich in tyrosine that, will give you, B3, B6, vitamin C, tyrosine, etc. So avocado, bananas, oats, lean red meat, turkey, chicken, cod, pike, shellfish, tuna, eggs, these things could help. What about serotonin? Serotonin can also make you horny. This, the body converts tryptophan to make serotonin. So eat tryptophan-rich foods like chicken and lamb and turkey, cod, halibut, salmon, sardines, asparagus, leafy green vegetables, potato seeds, soybeans, and yogurt. What about the ethylamines? These are little stimulants that's a byproduct of phenylalanine. And I guess this helps you kind of have that, lovey-dovey feeling. Chocolate, good source of phenylethylamine. Okay? So, can you really eat to the point that you get pregnant? No, you need some sperm, obviously. But when you eat healthy and you eat good foods, it probably makes, for a much more, hospitable environment. Okay? So, eat well. That's all I could say on that. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked me what helps you ovulate. You had asked me about beans helping you ovulate. I don't know if so much beans help you ovulate, but if you do have good bowel health and you're not constipated and then you're not stressed, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. So absolutely go for the beans. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's been a lot of discussion on how women, if they shave their face, a daily shave like men do, will reduce the sign of aging in women. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Don or Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in, and a big thanks to you all for listening, because I've been talking about getting facial hair and how I can't stand it, and I have to be plucking and waxing and poking and prodding and plucking and I don't know, shaving and plucking more and then plucking here and plucking there. Well, now they're saying if I just took a razor to my face, then maybe I would reduce the sign of aging. This is some really, really cool stuff. Dr. Michael Prager has an experience who says from an anti-aging point of view, home shaving has some effect. Apparently, men don't seem to get as many wrinkles as women, and men's face seems more smooth. Even though I think men's face is kind of, you know, they get kind of rough and they get kind of prickly a lot of times when they get that. And women's cheeks are very, very smooth. And sometimes we just got that little bitty peach fuzz. But when you shave, it's a form of microdermabrasion. Now, there's many different ways for microdermabrasion. There's even dermaplaning, where you take a blade and you just scrape, scrape, scrape off the skin. And when you scrape off the epidermal layer, it encourages collagen production. This reduces wrinkles, okay? Whenever there's trauma to the skin, collagen is stimulated to help cell renewal. He explained that the shaving will not result in hair growing back thicker than before. Now, who's going to want to try it? That's going to be tough. You know, why does hair come back thicker? Well, it's because of the way it's shaved. Remember we talked about this? We looked at it and we found that when you let your hair grow, it's not a flat circumferential tip when it's natural hair. It comes kind of at an angle and they're a lot more smooth. But when you shave and it cuts it at a even on a plane, and then that gives it the more hard corners. You see what I mean? You get that? Rather than it being like a smooth tip, it's like a, I'm trying to think of a, remember chalk? Chalk would be a good way to do it. You know how chalk is kind of smooth when it's used and it's at an angle, but then when you break a piece of chalk in half, it's kind of grindy. That's what I'm trying to say with hair. So, dermabrasion and those types of techniques are awesome when it comes to the skin. You're getting rid of the dead skin layers. You're getting rid of the dirt. You know, a lot of people are like, but I still have acne scars. Well, you will, because acne scars are dermal. When you get an acne scar or any sort of scarring, it means the dermis, or a deeper layer of the skin. You got the epidermis, and then you have the dermis. That means the dermal layer was affected. And that's why you'll get a scar. With the epithelium or the epidermis, you usually don't scar as long as there's no dermal nicking. So it has to be done right. Would I tell you to go and take your husband's razor and start shaving yourself? Probably not. I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, boy, I just had another pen leak and it's all over. I think I got it on my nose. Oh, well, pen leak. Where the? I don't even have a pen on me. Where the hell is the pen? That is some crazy stuff. Oh, well, I got pen ink all over the place. Oh, it happens. All right, so hormone replacement therapy is back in the news. There's a new study that has revealed that those of us that take hormone replacement therapy right after we hit menopause, etc., can increase our risk of ovarian cancer now by as much as 40%. Research by Oxford University has, I guess, been welcomed by cancer charities, who are urging more women to study the risks before deciding if they want treatment. Liz Aram from Southwest London had undergone HRT, or hormone replacement therapy, for 5 years, then was subsequently diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She's right now in remission, but she thinks that everybody needs to know about this. Fiona Oscun from Cancer Research UK said that research has already shown an increased risk of ovarian cancer for women using it longer than 5 years, but not for less than that. Once a woman stops taking her hormone replacement therapy, her risk of ovarian cancer can go back down over time. Now, why are women even taking hormone replacement therapy? Well, it helps reduce the risk of menopause. It makes people feel better. The hormones help with vaginal dryness. It helps with your bone density. There's been some back and forth debate on it protecting the heart. You know, women start to be at increased risk for heart disease after they hit menopause, even though estrogen can put you at risk for heart disease and stroke, etc. There were studies years ago going, look, if you keep them on estrogen, they're less at risk for heart disease because the estrogen was protective. So once our ovaries start to shut down, we're screwed. So a lot of us women go for the estrogen. And not to mention there's issues with instigating your breast cancer, if you're at risk for breast cancer, etc. So, if you, let's say you still have your uterus and you take estrogen and you don't think so, if you don't take some progesterone to kind of balance it, you could be at risk for endometrial cancer. But you see, here's the thing. Again, we're looking at pharmaceutical estrogen. We are looking at a pill form of estrogen. All right. I don't think you could ever duplicate nature. There's got to be a way for us to allow, I wish they could study and figure out how to let your ovaries still produce regular estrogen. If your ovaries don't tire out or poop out in your 50s like ours do, what's the difference between regular estrogen that your body is giving out that's protecting women against heart disease, that's protecting women's bones, that's protecting women's sex life and youth, versus the pill form, all right? You know, just like when we talked about calcium supplements causing heart disease, there's nothing wrong with the calcium element. Calcium in your diet is important. But the reason why there's all this controversy is just because it's a calcium pill. These are things we need to study and research and hash out, because it is going to be extremely frustrating for us to figure out what the hell to do. And we're giving people the wrong idea. People are confused. Like, Dahlia, I don't understand that. We're at risk for heart disease after menopause, but then estrogen causes heart attacks? Well, because it's estrogen pill. You see? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is always a feel-good story. Hold on, I got some, oh no, I don't want any sound. There's a dog that wanted to see his owner in the hospital. And dogs love to be by your side when you're sick, okay? That's what dogs do. They just love being around you. That, you know, cats, on the other hand, they're like, if you're not going to feed me, I'm done with you. But dogs, they love you. Again, I have cats and dogs. Trust me. Well, a dog in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, escaped her home and walked nearly 20 blocks to see her owner, who was recovering from cancer surgery. This was Sissy the Miniature Schnauzer. I love animal names. Little Sissy. Sissy, come here. Kissy, Sissy. Oh, Sissy, you need to get it. Anyway, it's a miniature schnauzer. Walked through Mercy Medical Center's doors and into the hospital lobby looking for his owner. The owner, Nancy Frank, said she was on a mission. Now, Nancy's husband, Dale, was letting Sissy and her brother, Barney, go out to go to the bathroom. Sissy escaped. Security cameras in the hospital show the 10-year-old dog in the hospital halls. I didn't think they could do it. I thought dogs could find their way home. But this one found the hospital. How did the dog know? So hospital security allowed the dog to go up to Nancy's room for a visit. When that dog wants their mommy, you cannot keep an animal away from their mommy. You know, it's amazing how animals are. You know, there's a study that came out saying dogs are the only non-human animal that could recognize facial expressions. Nah, cats do too. I give my cat a look and he knows exactly. So no, I'd have to say cats do too. But researchers trained a group of 11 dogs to distinguish between images of the same person making a happy or an angry face. And the dog was only shown the upper half or the lower half of the face. Then the investigators tested the little puppy dog's ability to discriminate between the facial expressions by showing different images. And apparently these dogs, really, really smart, were able to pick the angry and happy face by touching a picture with their noses. Pretty smart stuff. Oh, I love little puppies. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really apologize. I'm having a tuna fish sandwich for lunch. Boy, that should have gone down a hell of a lot quicker than it did. All right, one of my listeners is having trouble orgasming. And so, obviously, when the show tries to talk about, I don't know, simple things like, you know, dogs finding their owner in the hospital or Obamacare, and day never goes by without somebody asking me something about sex. So, WebMD has given us some information on how to help a woman have an orgasm. However, because I like to relate this to medical news, there was an article that came out talking about how alcohol a lot of times messes with your orgasm. People will drink to get horny, okay? Well, we have Valentine's Day weekend, you have New Year's, etc. So people will be like, okay, I'll drink because then my inhibitions are down and then I won't worry about being naked and I'll feel sexier and I'll be all buzzed, etc. Yet, these people that are drunk are having very rewarding and unsuccessful sexual experiences. And so, you know, men are like, gosh, I had trouble with my erection. And women are like, I couldn't orgasm. Well, yeah, alcohol does that. And the funny thing is even though you get a buzz with alcohol initially, and you get that feeling, that tipsy feeling, etc., immediately when that leaves, sex drive goes down. So alcohol will actually limit your libido. So men, if you're like, okay, well, that's okay, I'm going to get her drunk, then we're going to have sex, you only have a very, very small window. Not that I'm even suggesting you do that. That's very, very bad. You're a very bad boy if you do that. Very, very bad. Especially if you also slip something in to the alcohol. Very bad. That's a crime. You're going to jail. But realize that you may have issues with your erection, okay? And she may have issues even wanting to have sex. The other thing that a lot of women have with alcohol, unfortunately, is less lubrication. So sometimes it can even hurt more. And everybody wants to make sure that things are ready to go and easy for things to happen. You get that? So we recommend try not to have alcohol whenever you're trying to do a lovey-dovey evening, okay? Also, food will slow down the rate of absorbing alcohol. So let's say you don't want to do an alcohol-free date. You want to go out to dinner, you want to enjoy yourselves, but you want to have a bit of the bubbly. Don't do it without food in the system, okay? Alcohol helps absorb it a little better, and then it just kind of works into the system a little bit slower, all right? Still, though, many of you with just a little bit of alcohol will have an issue. So now we have women who can't orgasm, and about 10% of women have never had a climax, either with themselves or even during masturbation. So these women that may be in relationships and they love who they're with, but they just don't seem to enjoy sex. So we have Luann Cole Weston, a PhD, and this is her expert commentary. And she says the type of tension that helps women reach the climax is muscle tension called myotonia. And they say many women have the mistaken impression that they should just relax and lie there. But no, you need to tense things up. Now, I never expected this segment to be me teaching you guys how to have a climax because Lord knows I can't be doing that right now in the middle of the studio. No, thank you. But you do have to tighten things up, and you have to choreograph and work things. You see what I mean? Now, some of you men are like, I don't get it. Nah, that doesn't make sense. Because with men, it's just in and out, and then it happens. Oh, no. It doesn't happen with women. Women can't just sit there with somebody inning and outing, and then all of a sudden, that doesn't happen, okay? So, a lot of times, women need to incorporate leg muscle, abdominal muscle, and according to this doctor, buttock tension. They say women report that most orgasm-inducing muscle contractions are in their lower pelvis. You know, working your jaw or trying to wiggle your ears isn't going to help. It's got to be the lower pelvic muscles. Now, the muscles we've already talked about. Remember I taught you guys how to Kegel? It's that contraction of your pelvic muscles, and we use it to kind of help prevent urinary incontinence. Okay, those types of things. Knowing your muscles and knowing what you could do and what you could kind of control down there. Orgasms don't always have to be uncontrollable. You could control them, okay? So you need to contract the muscles. Okay, then there's another step, okay? now you have to relax a little bit, okay? So during sex, they say a woman should be focused simply on feeling the sensations of the stimulation. Now, they say if you're having a hard time relaxing, think of a Times Square billboard in which words stream into view from the left-hand side to the right and then disappear off the screen. During sex, women find it helpful to program their own Times Square news crawl. This is really confusing me. Okay, this isn't my advice. I guess you're supposed to be thinking of New York. That wouldn't do it for me. Hawaii maybe would do it for me. But it's supposed to be words to themselves that they can say repetitively. It keeps the brain occupied. Like, I can take as long as I want, or this really feels great, etc. So you start to relax about the sensations that you're feeling to the point that all of a sudden you get aroused to the point where, la, and then it happens. You see what I mean? So you don't want to think, I mean, I'm not saying you think about, okay, you know, taxes, nothing like that. No. But you're like, you know what, there's no rush. I don't need to. See, a lot of us women are like, okay, we got to hurry because I got to take the kids to school. Or we got to hurry because his Viagra is going to wear off. Don't be thinking about that. All right? And then sometimes certain medications are doing this. There are certain antidepressants that people are taking that could be hurting orgasm. There could also be Ultram is a pain medication, Tramadol, and that unfortunately prevents a lot of people, both men and women, from having orgasm. If you have certain medical conditions, let's say it's hurting you. You know, let's say you have prolapse, or you have rectocele or cystocele, etc. These are things that can unfortunately really mess you up. And so, you know, we recommend that you definitely get checked, and evaluated. High blood pressure medicines are biggie. High blood pressure medicines a lot of times have sexual side effects. Calcium channel blockers sometimes seem to do maybe a little better than the other ones. Water pills do not do well when it comes to sexual function. Let me see what else that I've seen. Certain birth control will do it. Birth control pills could sometimes unfortunately hurt you. Sometimes the anticholinergics, certain medications, maybe even antihistamines could unfortunately hurt. So, some people say, well, you know, what about like vitamin B, et cetera? I don't know if we have enough studies on vitamin B or, vitamins and stuff. I know a lot of people are like, well, what about oysters? Can you eat a lot of oysters? I don't know if that's going to help. Okay. I don't know much about oysters. So I wish I could tell you I don't like oysters. I don't eat oysters. I think oysters are pretty disgusting. The statins. Cholesterol medication can hurt your ability to climax. And maybe it's because you're like, okay, well, you have high cholesterol, so maybe I'm going to have a heart attack. Sometimes it could be psychological. But they found that in studies of fibrates and statin medications, this was back in 2002, they found those could hurt. We already talked about the blood pressure medicines. Let me see, antipsychotics. Oh, benzodiazepines, the Xanaxes, the Valiums. These are things, because they relax you, could also mess with your sex life. And, of course, the antipsychotics, big issues with sex drive. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or sees money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You could always call in, even if we're not on air at the time when we're live. You could call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA or 1-877-362-3254. And we will play your question on the next live hour of the show. Or unless we're live, you'll get me and we'll talk on air. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. If you want to listen to the show anytime you want, 24/7, download the iPhone app, the Dr. Dahlia Show, or your Android app of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very easy. It's free. You'll love it. Plus, GCN app has tons of, you thought my show was good, and you're right. GCN has tons of good shows. You can also download the GCN phone app and then listen to everybody to your heart's content. It's worth it, especially those of you with the long drives, not knowing what to do. You know, you listen to your family members talk or whatever. Make them listen to some real good talk radio and learn something. Speaking of being in your car, they say pollution exposure peaks at stoplights. You know, a lot of people are like, well, duh. Okay, I mean, obviously when you have a stoplight, the cars are well, you know, just let them, you know, report their study, you know. They spent money on the study. We might as well let them report it. They say drivers are exposed to very high levels of air pollution when they stop at red lights. The British researchers track drivers' exposure to small bits of air pollution called nanoparticles as they drove their cars during a normal workday. Cars are known to emit nanoparticles, and these harmful pollutants have been obviously linked to lung and heart disease. At the red lights, the peak nanoparticle exposure was, I guess, 29 times higher than when the cars were in free-flowing traffic. Spending just 2% of the journey passing through intersections with traffic lights caused 25% of drivers' total exposure to the harmful particles. So, the vehicles are closer together. Drivers rev the engine to accelerate quickly when the lights turn green. This is according to the University of Surrey researchers, and the findings were published in the journal Atmospheric Environment. A lot of us read Inquirer. Some of us read I don't know, People magazine. I like to read Atmospheric Environment. They say our time spent traveling in cars has remained fairly constant during the past decade, despite the efforts to reduce it. With more cars on the road, obviously more pollution. So you got to be careful of these little baby nano particles. They say pedestrians regularly crossing such routes should consider jaywalking. No, whether there might be other paths less dependent on traffic light crossings. Local transport agencies could also help by synchronizing traffic signals to reduce waiting time and consider alternative traffic management systems. So, I don't know about you guys, but many times when I travel or I'm in some city in traffic, you are just sitting there at that stoplight. And then you see the stoplight green, right? You're far back in traffic. The stoplight's green. And you're like, it's green. Why aren't we moving? Okay, then you see the stoplight turn yellow. Then you see the stoplight turn red, and then you start to go, probably because, you know, the cars are moving up. So you're sitting there like, all right, the stoplight's red, but I'm going to move up a little bit because the guys move up, move up. Then it's green again, and nothing happens. You're like, it's green, and everyone's taking forever. Then it's red, and then you get to move your car a little bit. Well, you know, this stuff is hurting you. And then you got the pedestrian standing there, like especially in New York, waiting for them to be able to walk and pass, etc. Las Vegas did something brilliant. Las Vegas built these bridges that go high up above the street. So you walk across, I know I'm scared of heights, I don't look down. I'm like, no, and then you see the cars going, like, ah! But you know, the bridges are up high, so you don't have to stand there breathing in all the crap of cars driving and waiting at the strip, you know, the resort corridor traffic lights. So you get to cross the bridge, you know, and then you cross the bridge when you come to it, right? That's how it works. So that's always pretty cool stuff. So I hope that helps. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Love three-day weekends because of the naps. Taking big, juicy, long naps. Although I'm really not taking a three-day weekend because I'm still working. And then, but they say power naps do make a difference. Remember there was an article or a study that came out a couple weeks ago saying power naps are bad, they make you fat, etc. Apparently, researchers found that if you do get even just a half an hour, It could restore important hormones and proteins, and this is according to French scientists. The findings may help shift workers or insomnia sufferers who are more likely to develop chronic diseases like obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, depression. There was even a study saying you're at risk for breast cancer. The study by the Université Paris Descartes Sorbonne Paris Cité examined a group of 11 healthy men who were probably just as sexy as I just sounded right there speaking French, between 25 and 32. During one session, the men were limited to 2 hours of sleep for one night. For the other session, they were able to take 2 30-minute naps the day after their sleep was restricted for 2 hours. Findings revealed that after a night of limited sleep, the men had a 2.5-fold increase of levels of norepinephrine. Now, norepinephrine is a stress hormone. It increases the heart rate, blood pressure, and blood sugar. But they found no change in the norepinephrine when men got two little bitty nappy poos. The SNAP also restored levels of the interleukin-6. This is a protein found in your saliva. It has antiviral properties, which is beneficial to help fight bad, viruses. Okay, good. So, what does that mean? Well, it means that if you don't get enough sleep, you may need to be able to recoup by getting a little nap. Extremely, extremely important. Now, some people are finding that a little bit of alcohol helps them not sleep, but just helps them live longer. And this study seems to support that. They say older women will have health benefits from drinking alcohol. Modest and debatable, but still. The new study, researchers looked at lifespan and alcohol consumption. They found that in women aged 65 and older, those who drank moderately lived longer than those who never drank. Women over the age of 65 who had 5 alcoholic drinks a week were 27% less likely to die during the study compared to women who didn't drink any alcohol at all. Now, they're worried that maybe there is some sort of a selection bias because the older women that participated in the study might have been healthier. You know, yeah, I want to, you know, join the study, so use me. You know, because unhealthy women might say, nah, 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 don't use me. Men aged 50 to 64 who drank also lived longer than those who never drank, but alcohol was not as protective for this group as it was for women over the age of 65. Drinking did not help women between 50 and 64 when men who are 65 and older. Now, other studies have shown, you know, tied alcohol to health benefits. The problem is you'll have some people get cancer from alcohol. You'll have some people get diabetes. You'll have some people have high spikes in blood pressure. You'll have some people that don't sleep. So this is just another study that shows it really highly depends on what you are about, who you are, and your genes. I think for some people, alcohol is really protective and really helps. But for others, it doesn't do jack diddly squat. Apparently, there were researchers who used a health survey for England. They looked at surveys from 53,000 participants. Over the course of 6 to 10 years, 8,300 people died. They divide the participants into groups of sex and age, etc. And they found that the non-drinker group had more health problems. Very interesting. All right, because I've been telling everybody to stop drinking alcohol. The group of women who benefited modestly, all right, had 5 drinks or fewer per week. Middle-aged men who benefited had 7 to 10 drinks a week. That is a lot of alcohol. That's a lot. That's expensive. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.